Monday was the second big show day for the 2012 Oklahoma Youth Expo. You had Beef Heifer showing in the State Fair Arena. You had the Weather Goats, the Market Goats showing in their arena. And you had the Purebred Gilts showing over in barn number 6. Barn number 6 is where we'll start, as we had the Purebred Gilt Supreme Champion and Reserve Supreme Champion named, and all of the breed champions, champion and reserve, in the case of the Yorks and the Duroks, the bronze medallion winner as well, received scholarships courtesy of Devon Energy. Devon is the sponsor this year of scholarships for all the breeding animal winners. Their representative, Monty Bruce from Eufaula, getting ready to move over to Weatherford to represent Devon in that part of the state, indicated that he really was excited to be at the show yesterday, excited to see all these kids showing their hogs.
We're very happy to be here and excited to be a partner with the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I think it teaches them a great set of life skills, something to take forever with them. And also, these kids are leaders and entrepreneurs of tomorrow, and gives them a good foundation for everything they're going to do the rest of their life.
Monty Bruce with Devon Energy. The Supreme Champion Purebred Gilt was shown by Ashton Ayers from Oktaha 4-H Club. The Reserve Supreme Champion Purebred Gilt was the Yorkshire here in 2012, shown by Cole McKinney of the Spiro FFA chapter. Once the Supreme Champion Purebred Gilts were selected, we hurried over to the Goat Arena, and they were getting ready for the Grand Champion Drive. This is the first market animal to be selected for this year's show, and this is the first of the animals that are being picked for the premium sale of animals that will be held next Monday on the 19th of March. Grand Champion Market Goat for 2012, shown by Braden Shonovic from the Garber FFA chapter. We ask him about his goat after he won.
There's a lot of things about my goat. He's unique. He's probably the curious goat I've ever seen in my entire life or been around. I love this goat to death. He's been my favorite all along. I got him from a guy named Kenneth Helms from Texas. His name's Ollie. My sister's goat that she had this year was named Ozzy, so I decided to go with the O and name it Ollie.
And it means that next Monday you're going to be in the premium sale. Has that sunk in yet?
I'm still in the process of letting it all sink in.
Okay, so that means probably pretty good payday come Monday. What are your plans to use that money for?
I want to put them back into my goat project. I just want to keep showing good goats.
Most certainly, he had a dandy here in 2012. Braden Shonovic from Garber FFA, winner of the owner of the Grand Champion Market Goat for the 2012 show. He will be the fourth animal sold on Monday afternoon at the premium sale, after the steer and the market barrel and the market lamb. The market goat will be front and center at this year's premium sale. The Reserve Grand Champion Market Goat was shown by Ashton Heffington from the Dixon 4-H Club from Division I, the smallest of the goats, but a really good goat, according to the judge at this year's show. Still coming up this week, we've got commercial gilts that will be shown today, wrapping up the beef heifers on this Tuesday as well. Legislative show on Wednesday. Breeding sheep, ewes, will be shown on Friday. All the market animals, so the rest of the market animals, the barrows, the market lambs, and the steers, come in starting Wednesday and Thursday and start the show process on Friday on the hogs, and the rest of the animals on Saturday, wrapping up, of course, on Sunday with the Grand Champion Drive Sunday afternoon, presentation of scholarships and all of that. Premium sale, of course, on Monday. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.